coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
What's up, everybody? Nathan Zagora alongside Michael Regai. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with you for the next 2 hours on what could be a big, big Cleveland sports day. Obviously, we know we're a Browns show, but we got to talk a little bit of LeBron James, so we'll get your thoughts on that today. It is our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics. We'll refresh you and keep you guys up to date on the latest rumors as it relates to LeBron James as well. We'll pose the question just for fun's sake. What if LeBron played football? What position would you want him to play? And could he help out, obviously, the Browns' wide receiving core? We'll talk about all that stuff. And if you're pitching somebody on Cleveland, a friend, an athlete, what are your top selling points on the city of Cleveland other than the fact that it is on the rise, baby? That's one of the things certainly that would be a selling point. We'll have Kevin Jones, Brown staff writer, with us at 2 o'clock today talking about the great Paul Kruger article he wrote on ClevelandBrowns.com, as well as the Browns roster breakdown, which he also wrote for ClevelandBrowns.com. Reg, an exciting day, as the latest is, obviously, that the Cavs have traded Jarrett Jack, Tyler Zeller, Sergei Karasev, and the rights, obviously, to a future first-round pick in order to clear some cap space and be able to offer LeBron that max contract.
Look at us, Nathan, coming out of the shoot with
a little frenzy. Basketball, little hoops.
The friends. Well, I know you're a hoopster. You
absolutely
know, you like to post up and take
a sweet
it strong
J back
the rack
in the day.
Your day, right?
Rex Chapman, Drazen Petrovic were my guys as a young man. So I used to stroke it from the outside. But as I got older, Reg, and settled into, you know, a filled out a little bit, I kind of became like I could post up a smaller guy and then play a little stretch four and shoot the trifecta, if you will.
Listen to you. Okay, well, I got the vision now of Zagura's game on the hardwood.
So I would have been good in a European league. Let's put it that way.
So you got the Euro step down and honed his game with – well, I'd like it. Drazen Petrovic, wow. One of my all-time favorites,
absolutely,
too. So we got Gibbs, our man Gibbs, that always takes it strong. He could post up. We could throw it down to him.
That's right.
You know, and I'll just facilitate for you two guys. I'll make sure you get your touches, and we'll let it fly.
Listen, that's all I need. I used to tell the point guard on my high school basketball team, Matt Lowe, I said, you're freezing me out to keep me from D1, baby. Give me the rock.
real nice rapport you have with your point guard.
That's probably why he was freezing me out, man.
Nathan, you know the funny thing that's come to my mind, though, because, again, and I had the good fortune through his high school career here, and then for the first 4 years that LeBron came into the NBA, 18-year-old as a Cavaliers, you know, I had the good fortune
of course,
calling the Cavaliers on the television.
Many of us miss you, Reg.
Thank you. During that time, you know, the thing is, Nathan, this guy always talked a lot of football with LeBron, talked a lot of his desires and aspirations that he always threw out there. He is such a study in history of sport, most notably the NBA, but football always played a big, big role. As a freshman at St. Vincent St. Mary, Nathan, he was virtually unstoppable. You know, played varsity as a ninth grader, no surprise there. At about 6'5", was a wideout, all kinds of fades, all kinds of stutters and goes. Virtually, you know,
get it up
in the air, and LeBron was going to go get it. So I think he's 14 touchdown receptions as a freshman. And then that summer, when he started to blow up, you know, on the hoop court, at the Nike camp at 15 years of age, it was, wait a minute, you know, you're on a fast track. You are a one-of-a-kind phenomenon basketball-wise. I think he was more talked into giving up football, Nathan, but it's always been something that has been near and dear to his heart. So it got me wondering today, say he comes back here, would he try to pull a Bo Jackson or a Deion Sanders
in
different sports? But listen, I feel the desire has always been there. And again, used to talk a lot of NFL and a lot of college football with LeBron. I think he really, really missed. He wanted to go play for Ohio State football, maybe more than basketball. So who knows? I mean, listen, this I would never say never about anything in sports any longer, Nate.
That is absolutely the truth. The interesting thing, and I saw somebody point this out to me on Twitter. I remember reading it. When Channing Frye signed the deal where he got, what was it, 4 years, $32
million? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was more guaranteed money than any free agent in
NFL yeah.
got
yeah.
in this offseason period with some very good players obviously being
That's
signed.
Right.
So I think it's, for LeBron, the guaranteed money of the NBA, but it certainly would be fun. And by the way, certainly would give us, I'd say the Browns would have a pretty nice jump ball game in the red zone with LeBron James and Jordan Cameron.
They sure would. No question about
that. That might
that.
Only happen on Madden, though, by the way, folks, if you create create
it's
LeBron
fun,
James
it's
and Adam.
To think about.
Yes.
And like I said, I know it's something that, you know, whether or not that is reality anymore for him, but, you know, at one time, this young man was just as much about football desires and football dreams and being one of the best of all time on the gridiron, just as he's turned out to be in the NBA. So, yeah, we could have some fun talking about that today, Nathan. Why not?
Absolutely. Listen, why not is right. We're still now here on July the 9th, 17 days away from training camp. July 9th, also the birthday of my boy Beatbox. Beatbox, happy birthday, bro. And, you know, why not talk about it? Obviously, it's the biggest story in sports right now. It is obviously something that's got everybody's attention. I know there's a lot of sense of panic right now coming out of Miami. So it is certainly an interesting time, I would say, to be a Cavs fan right now and to be a Cleveland fan right now with all this talk and all this speculation going on right there. Chris Broussard today, by the way, Rich, 85% mm-hmm. that he's coming mm-hmm. back. And Sheridan Hoops yesterday said 90%. So it does seem like the stars are aligning for the Cleveland sports world.
Yeah, there's no question, Nathan, that there's momentum has been gained and that there is a great cavalcade of steam that seems to be running right here with a big heart around it to Cleveland, Ohio for LeBron James. Nathan, the approach I've taken with this and I've stayed with, because I've had a million people literally ask me about this, and I really haven't said too much about it because, of course, we're focused here on our Browns Daily shows driven by Liberty Ford and all that's going on and still goes on with the Browns. The thing is for me with regard to it, though, with LeBron, I've always felt that, even I'm going back 4 or 5 years now, that he would eventually come back here. I've always been under the feeling and assumption that it might be later in the career, you know, possibly last contract time to finish it out at home. And while there is a lot of momentum and a lot of steam going on, and things change, as we know, and very fluid on a daily basis, like we're finding out right now. And
right.
the NBA is what, you know, guys seemingly, it's more about individual players now that dictate what their team is going to look like as opposed to all the tremendous team rivalries that we used to have. But Nathan, I've got as you do, as we all do, we have our tight-knit group of those that we trust, right?
Sure.
In all of our sports as we go about our jobs. And I haven't had, there's a few of them that I trust implicitly, and I'll just say, put it that none of them have told me that this is a for sure done deal thing. So because I'm no longer, you know, involved with the NBA day to day as I was for 16 years, I mean, I somewhat, you know, as I said, you rely on those people that you have had the most trust with and that are your core as far as, you know, things like this. And this is big. This is huge. So I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm attached enough to be able to say for sure, well, this is going to happen one way or another, because those I trust right now and the ones I could count on one hand that have never steered me wrong, they're not 100% sure. So that's where I am with it. I'll just leave it at that. There, again, plenty of momentum, plenty of steam heading that would signify that maybe this is going to happen, but I also know Pat Riley's a master salesman, and there's that big meeting going on today, Nathan. So, you know, that's kind of where I feel everything lies right at the moment.
Yes, and going back to the LeBron possibly playing football thing, I got to give a big thanks to @PhillyFauxPas on Twitter, who just tweeted me a link back to a CBS article from October the 19th, 2013, highlighting a tweet when LeBron was asked, at King James, would you ever consider playing in one pro football game in any league? And LeBron wrote back, I want to play one NFL game before
See?
It's over.
There you go. I'm telling you. That I know, and again, I – I have not spoken to LeBron in, goodness, it's been over 3 years now. But, Nathan, I don't believe this has ever left him, the fact that, this is something that's it's a desire. It's something that he knows he could have been one of the greatest of all time in the NFL. I think he knows that. And as you just said in that tweet, I wouldn't put it past him, Nate. I really wouldn't put it past him. I'm not saying now. I'm not saying there's anything imminent, but who knows? It's something that he seems to want to conquer, and that all those things are very, very important to him.
They are very important to him, and it certainly could be a fun thing to talk about today.
Sure.
So we do want to hear from you on that topic just for fun here, as we're still 17 days away from the start of training camp. Brown stories, I do want to say this. I want to urge all of you, if you have not done so yet, get to clevelandbrowns.com and read the article about Paul Kruger, is written by our own Kevin Jones, who will join us at 2 p.m. The article is about Paul Kruger, and this is a story I wasn't aware of, Reg, before reading it, called Escaping Death. There's also a video about it as well that you can check out. Watch that on the site as well. Cleveland Browns, Paul Kruger, Escaping Death, that's the name of the story, talking about his twice he almost lost his life as a young man and getting here today in the NFL. It's just a remarkable story. It tells you about the resolve of Paul Kruger, and just an unbelievable story and an inspirational story, a guy who never gave up on his dreams and who really fought the good fight all the way to where he is now and deserves everything he got because life threw him a couple curveballs that perhaps could have robbed him of his NFL dreams and aspirations.
Yeah, I agree. It's very gripping. It's very compelling. And there was a point last year, I remember, that Paul, you know, he alluded to this. I'm talking about during the season. Last year, in his first year as a Brown, he alluded to life challenges and but never got into detail about it. So, no, I agree with you. Make sure you take a look at this piece from Kevin Jones on ClevelandBrowns.com, because it is gripping, and it does have a way of perspective, I think, with regard to life and being fleeting and your mortality and how those things cause you to start to think about these type of realities sometimes.
No question about it. And we'll have Kevin Jones, who authored that article, with us, as I said, at 2 p.m. Eastern. I want to bring in right now ESPN megastar Jason Gibbs. Gibbs, have you watched SportsCenter at all this morning?
You know what? I've caught bits and pieces. I'm doing like 40 things here this morning. I was covering the Indians Yankees last night, and then got to bed about 2 a.m. Woke up this morning to a phone call at 8:45 saying, "Hey, we need you, kid. Get in here, because everybody's on vacation this week." But my phone's been blowing up a little bit this week.
You were featured prominently on SportsCenter. They did like a local Cleveland reaction to everything that's going on, and you were. They had the clip of you saying that you may be the most hated guy in Cleveland, but you don't think he's coming back. In light of everything that's happened today, Gibbs, where do you stand on that now?
Until I actually see him up on a podium at a press conference at Clinic Courts or at the queue, I don't think I'm going to buy it yet. I'm still not buying.
Are you moving closer in light of the trades and all of that?
No, I'm not. He still has to meet with Pat Riley. And I think if anybody can sway him, if anybody can figure it out, it's Pat Riley. I think maybe a year from now we're having this discussion, because I could see LeBron going back to Miami for one more year.
One more year.
I could see him signing a one-year deal.
Really?
I know. I'm totally screwing everybody's plans up.
Gibbs, that completely something that could be realistic. The only thing with that, it might be, if he doesn't get Riley, I'm talking about, think about this. If he doesn't get at least a couple-year commitment with an option for a third out of LeBron, it's going to be more difficult then to, say, use and try to, you know, pry other free agents, if there's any that they're coveting, to come there with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess, you know, but if Carmelo goes back to New York for a year and Kevin Love has 1 year left on his deal, you know, I mean, they cleared cap room this morning. So
the Cavaliers.
Yeah, the Cavaliers.
Yeah, they cleared a lot of it. $9.5 million, which would put them in position to offer LeBron a max.
and offering LeBron a max, you still have about $4 or $5 million to play with.
Right.
So, is it a possibility? Yes. I just, if LeBron wants to make the most money that he could possibly make, he's better off staying in Miami.
He is, but I think there clearly is something. There's now, something to this, folks.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not that I don't want him. Like, don't mistake that I don't want him. Because if he came back tomorrow, I'd be the first one at the party.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not buying it. Maybe it's just I'm refusing to let myself buy in and then just get let down again. Maybe
yeah,
it's
I think that.
That's
logical. And I think it's something that that everyone should, of course. But we know that's out the window. That's not going to happen because, you know, you got emotions involved here and you're very, very highly ramped up emotions, too. And you've got 4 years ago, yesterday, what transpired and how that changed the course of the whole sports complex in this city and not to mention socially the economy, the impact it had on there. We've seen a Cavaliers organization that, you know, unfortunately, we've had to endure this with the Browns, everybody, right? We know that. They're talking about one winning season since this football team, since 2007, and nothing but 4-12, 5-11s. And here's the Cavaliers, 4 years removed, still have not made a playoff appearance, and adjudged to be again. Well, in the last 4 years, one of the lowest win amounts, right near the bottom of any franchise in the NBA. So the impact it's had has been nothing but one that's dragged everybody down.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it plays out. At some point, you know, LeBron in some way has to meet with Dan Gilbert. And, you know, Brian Windhorst this morning, he's the NBA expert. He's the Heat expert. He knows anything there is to know about LeBron was on. He doesn't think that they've met yet. Riz, according to his sources, has someone that says, yeah, maybe they've met. It goes back and forth. You know, who said what, who met, who hasn't met. Until LeBron meets with Dan Gilbert and those two, whatever they have to do, you know, to fix their relationship, I don't see this going anywhere yet. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. I'm rooting for it. It's been a good week getting the Republican National Convention yesterday. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, a great get for the city. The city's on the upswing. It's a great place to be. You got Manziel here. You know, all the rumors last night about Nike buying up a bunch of billboards around the area and around the Midwest doing some campaign. I don't know. It's one rumor after another. It's been fun to follow. It's been fun to watch. I'm kind of ready for it to be over, though. Make your decision and let's move on.
I agree with that. All right, hit us up. We'll talk all things LeBron, all things Browns. 216-578-0850. Zagur and Reg Eye, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.